Data Stories is brought to you by Qlik, who allows you to explore the hidden relationships within your data that leads to meaningful insights. Let your instincts lead the way to create personalized visualizations and dynamic dashboards with Qlik Sense, which you can download for free at qlik.de/datastories. That's qlik.de/datastories. Don't forget the data stories. Hey everyone, data stories number 50.
Yay!
Yeah, nice one. 50 wow. Years of data stories. No, actually, it's just 3 years. It feels 50 like 50 years. For sure.
50, yeah. 50 is an interesting number. Yeah.
Congratulations, Enrico.
Congratulations, Moritz.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Well done. It's been a long way.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought I can make it so long with you. I mean, that's tough.
You mean me?
It's been a struggle. Yeah. It's been a struggle.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, yeah. A German and an Italian.
Yeah.
Interesting mix.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
And it's... You know, the first 10 felt really long, I think. And now the last 40, exactly. We're like, I don't know what happened.
It's going honestly. Faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as age, right?
Exactly.
When you are young.
Same thing.
It's very slow. Yeah. So we're getting old.
We're getting old, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's... And I think... But then again, I also think the last 10 episodes, I think they were the strongest ones. You know, it's like... Or I'm just still fascinated with our guests and all the topics. And, you know, the listeners don't know, but we have this long list of people we need to invite still. It's like 20, 30 people on that list, you know? Where
we say we never managed to empty it.
No, yeah. It's getting bigger and bigger. And I think that's cool. It's...
It is.
Yeah. So what's the one guest you want to bring on, Enrico?
The new one or a past one?
No, the new one.
Oh, new one. Oh,
Edward Tufte.
So
next 50 episodes, we need to crack
Edward Tufte.
We need to crack Edward Tufte. We should write him an email.
I don't
straight
know
away.
Why. Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's shoot him an email.
Exactly.
And see what happens.
No. Yeah. Probably nothing, but we can try.
Yeah, he's following you on Twitter, by the way. So
I think he unfollowed me again.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I blocked him, so I don't know.
Yeah. Some people I know who attended his seminars say that he's an interesting character, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. So some people say it's great and others say this guy is mad. So we need to figure out. We need to get to the ground of
it. Okay, let's do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah, deal.
Investigative journalism for the win.
Yeah.
So on the occasion, we've reviewed a bit what were the most popular episodes. Yeah. The problem is the tracking is a bit difficult. So we can only for the last few months, we can really say what the most downloaded ones were.
So this is totally unorthodox.
Yeah, it's not really scientific. We also lost all data from October for various reasons. So
yeah,
it's hard to say. But there were three or four which were noteworthy and which stood out. So the first most popular one is actually British. the one with Paolo Ciuccarelli from Density Design.
Hey!
Yay! Italian power.
Nice. It's Italian mafia.
And it was a good one too. Second one, Visual Complexity with Manuel Lima, a classic.
Yay.
A classic, yeah.
Yeah.
Third, Narrative Visualization Research with Jessica Hullman, a fantastic episode, I think. She was so cool. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
And the fourth one, Tamara Manzner.
Ha, yay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Great set of episodes.
And as I said, all of these were in the last 10. And, you know, if you think about it, there were so many good people there.
And then, look at this. It's half researchers, half practitioners.
True.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, Paolo is a researcher as well.
But Jessica is also, I don't know, not a typical academic either. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And Manuel is both. So. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we looked at the most popular pages, like the web page visits. All time.
Yeah.
All time most popular was episode 5, actually. It was all downhill from then, apparently. But episode 5, How to Learn Data Visualization with Andy Kirk.
Hi, Andy.
To learn and teach data visualization, it's an eternal topic. I think you could do a whole podcast on that.
Exactly.
Andy could, probably.
That's an evergreen.
Yeah. Second one was New York Times Graphics and D3 with Mike Bostock and Shane Carter.
Yeah, nice.
Good one,
nice
too. One. Yeah, and of course,
that's the one where I got trapped somewhere. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, we need to. We should do a best of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third one is one of my least favorite ones, actually. It's the visual storytelling debate with Alberto
Cairo and Robert Cosara.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad we did it. But it was a struggle as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So, are you having a drink, Enrico? Oh, no, it's during daytime for you, right?
It's daytime here. I'm having a tea.
Yeah.
So boring.
That's horrible. I'm having a nice red wine. So,
it's crazy cold here. So, I don't know how it is there, but it's crazy. That's a nice one.
That's me for the microphone.
Yeah.
So, we asked for feedback, right?
We asked for feedback. That was so much fun. So we've been bombarding people with messages on Twitter and other channels, trying to
somehow
gather messages, possibly audio messages, to say happy birthday data stories. And we got some really interesting ones. A lot of fun.
That's true. A few really cool ones you will see over the course of the episode.
Yeah, you will see that the coolness factor increases as we progress. And we have a few written ones that people sent by email. And we have some audio ones. And yeah, I love them all.
Yeah.
So should we start?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one is from Graham. And he says, happy birthday, data stories from your biggest fan in Zimbabwe. <That's>, I love it. Yeah. If you discover you have other fans in Zimbabwe, would you put us in touch, please?
So if anybody out there is also in Zimbabwe.
So if you are in Zimbabwe, please shoot us an email.
Yeah.
And we would love to connect you guys. I'm so amazed that people are listening data stories from Zimbabwe or remote places.
Yeah.
I love it.
So cool. Puts everything into perspective. That's super cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm moved. And we should, by the way, go visiting these kind of places. So, Graham, we will love
visit
visiting.
Every single listener, of course.
Absolutely.
We make a big world tour.
Yeah. So he says, thanks for your enormous contribution to the world of data visualization as data stories and in your personal capacities. I find it hugely exciting that there are people like you to follow and learn from. Here's to many more years. Thank you. Thank you very much, Graham.
Super nice.
That's fun. Yeah, we do it because it's fun. So next one, Moritz, you go?
Yeah, sure. It's a longer one from Robert R.J. Weise. And he writes from Calgary, and he's listening while commuting on the bus. Keeping in mind that that includes waiting outside in minus 35 Celsius weather in Calgary. So one needs something to pass the time. So
yeah.
I think anything
data stories keeps people warm.
Yeah. Even in 35 degrees, minus, that's crazy, man. And he writes, he appreciates the different viewpoints, academic and practical, and then we discuss openly and sometimes humorously. Sometimes, haha.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. And he has a few suggestions, actually, which is great, which we really appreciate. Yeah. So one is we could talk about conferences, like which conference would, can we recommend, which should you go to? So that could be a whole episode. So duly noted. Then we could talk about tools a bit more. Also, when we have guests, ask them what they work with, like which frameworks they use or programs.
This is a recurring request. Yeah. We should do more of that.
Yeah. At the same time, we are more interested, of course, in what the people think. Yeah, but it's both.
Still.
So, yeah, it's both. So we need to. But we can just briefly ask them, it's true. Or have a bit more practical war stories from the people.
Yeah.
And the last suggestion is a good one that we also debated, Enrico and I, back and forth, but it's something we also have in mind. Because he said he wouldn't mind also hearing from non-high-profile guests. So it's great to have, like, really famous, cool people. But it would also be nice to have a few more normal people. That's what he's saying, or like a little less known figures. And I think that's a great idea. We were thinking about doing an episode about like young young guns, you know, the coming stars maybe, or and also a few more obscure people than the typical high profile guests.
Yeah, we love people from remote places. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's good to go a bit outside the usual suspects.
That's or even not that remote. Actually, we've been wondering many times how I think we never had anyone from Asia here.
Exactly.
Right? Which is crazy, Australia, totally crazy. Asia, or I Australia mean, yeah. or South America or any other continent, right?
Africa.
So, Africa and so on. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you are listening to this episode and you are from one of these continents, let us know. We would love to interview you.
Yeah, thanks to Robert. Very nice email.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah.
And we'll
next one we have Ariel Eisenberg. I hope I'm pronouncing this right, or Ariel, I don't know. And he has a very long message. It's, I usually listen to the podcast when I walk or when traveling on the subway. Best regards, Ariel. Okay. So he took my message very literally.
Yeah.
And
we know.
Thank you. Thanks, Ariel.
But I love to do the same thing. So often when the weather is nice, I'll just take like half an hour walk or something and listen to a podcast. For me, it's perfect. Yeah, I love that.
I mean, my favorite situations are either commuting or late at night when I go to bed. That's nice too.
That's great too. We could, we actually have a few podcast recommendations, right?
So sure.
one podcast I discovered, which I really enjoy, is called Talking Machines. And it's about machine learning. So that means running programs that have some sort of intelligence or can learn in some form. And it's pretty good. So they have guests as well. They present individual papers, like important papers, in the world of machine learning. They take listener questions. All of these are pretty good ideas for a podcast. So I was also a bit inspired how it's, for the format, like, of the podcast. Yeah. And the content is great too. It's super interesting. So I learned a lot already from the first three or four episodes. It's really good.
Good.
What do you listen to? Do you have something to?
Oh, I have a long list of podcasts, but recently I've been listening to one that is called The Theory of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool. It's a mix of everything. There is a little bit of science, technology, art, literature. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Cool. And one of the things I like the most about this podcast is that it's highly curated. And I think it's just one guy doing it, but I'm really surprised how I feel ashamed when I listen to it, how curated it is, thinking that it's just one man's work.
Far too professional.
Yeah, far too professional for our taste. But there is
a lot of interesting... He's taking this thing way too seriously.
And another one that I love, it's called Song Exploder.
Okay.
I am very big on music. I don't know if I've ever said that on the podcast. Mm. I guess you are big on music as well.
Sure.
And so Song Exploder, it's, again, one guy who is interviewing one band or musician. And it's not really an interview. It's more about deconstructing one song that this band or person has published, and it's really nice because sometimes you can hear the single tracks, every single track of a song, or early versions before they went to a studio.
That's great.
Or a whole story of how they got the idea of the song.
So it's a musical case study, is that right?
It's a musical case study, right? And once again, we could actually draw... I mean, we could do the same thing here with visualizations, try to deconstruct it and tell the story.
That's also something I thought about. Yeah, do people, more about like dissecting actual visualizations, right?
Yeah. And I think in general, I mean, we were talking about that before. It's amazing to see how, I mean, podcasts, I think the medium per se is getting really, really interesting. And there are lots of interesting shows out there. So, and I think that the medium itself is transforming a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really cool. I love listening to other podcasts.
Yeah, the last 2 years or so have been fantastic in podcasts.
Exploding, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the quality took really a leap. And also the popularity, like the big shows are really, really popular. And so...
Yeah, I think it's one of those fields where the democratization of the medium itself has had a very strong impact, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be, I mean, imagine what it would be a few years back, right? Basically impossible.
Yeah.
So this is the equivalent of TV shows with very big budgets and all the rest, right? And now that's one right. single person can basically buy a $100 mic and plug it in
yeah.
and do it.
Right? Well, some Italian guy and some German guy.
And some German guy, yeah.
Random
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
yeah. No, it's true. And yeah, but also the formats had to evolve. Like, you know, people had to understand what works in a podcasting setting as opposed to radio or, you know, other formats.
Yeah.
And yeah, there needs to be a culture around it, really. And all of this is happening now. And I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, and I have to say, I think that there is a lot to explore. I think there are many, many ways of doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And if you guys are listening to this and think that you should start one, please do it. Start
Probably
a new
should.
Podcast. You should. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and what I find interesting about it is it's, again, a case of where you could think the medium is dead, you know, radio, basically, or audio only. You know, it's such a... It seems like such a... thin medium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have like interactive multimedia 4K, you know. But the nice thing is really you can concentrate on voices, and also it's so people consume media by now everywhere, you know,
yeah.
and in all kinds of situations. And
yeah,
suddenly
yeah.
such a niche thing like just listening to a nice conversation can find a
yeah.
place in your world. Huh?
And yeah.
It's nice.
I think I like that. Yeah, I mean, podcast as well as radio is an intimate kind of space, right?
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
you put your headphones on and it's your own world there, right? Which
right.
is not true for video.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so it's really interesting.
So it can be richer. I agree. Yeah.
yeah.
Last recommendation, Reply All. I think I mentioned it already, but I really enjoyed it. It's a podcast about the internet. Stories from the web, always one episode is on one story. Nice investigation, nice presentation, very humorous and fun. It's pretty cool. So I really like that one too.
yeah. So you remember, so some years ago, bloggers used to have a blog role.
Uh-huh.
But that's not podcast role.
We have a
we
pod
should do
role.
That.
Yeah.
a pod role, yeah. we should do a pod role.
Yeah, but you know, a few recommendations here and then, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, our listeners, if you have good stuff, like good podcast, maybe also around similar themes as we are discussing, let us know. We can pass it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. So let's move on.
Sure.
So we have some audio messages as
mm-hmm.
well. That's a lot of fun.
These were so good. I can't wait to
I can't wait
so
here
good.
As well.
A few of them we might play multiple times.
And
just
I've been laughing so much.
yeah.
And the last one is a surprise. so let's start. I start, okay? So the first one is from Tamara Manzner, who we had here a few episodes back, professor of computer science from University of British Columbia. And let's listen to her message.
There once was a man named Enrico who knew Moritz and did like to speak. So the two of them started to podcast wholehearted and told 50 stories perfecto. Happy birthday, Data Stories, from Tamara.
Very nice. Perfecto.
I love the perfecto thing. Thanks, Tamara. That's so much fun. It sounds like a fairy tale. I don't know why.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
We should do it more often.
A limerick. Yeah. Maybe one limerick episode.
yeah.
yeah. No, but thanks, Tamara. Super lovely. I really had to laugh when I received
it. yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So this is the right time to stop for a moment and talk about our sponsor, Qlik. So Qlik has developed a new application called Qlik Sense that was launched in July 2014. And it's a very interesting tool because you can build visualizations by drag and dropping. And it's also completely web-based, which is also very, very interesting. So Moritz, you've been trying the tool, right?
Yeah. I played with it a bit. It's super nice. I really like to how you can easily combine different charts and how you can combine filters, drill into the data. I think they also did a really good job with labeling and adding little cues as to where you are in the chart when you scroll and zoom. It's really nice.
Yeah, this is one functionality I like as well a lot. Yeah. And they also have a storytelling functionality. Mm-hmm. So that at the end of the analysis phase, you can, so the tool supports the construction of a series of visualizations to basically tell a story about the results of your analysis.
Right. And you can also combine different charts into a larger page with different sections. So for instance, on their website, we'll put a link in the show notes, there is a visualization about Valentine's Day spendings, Valentine's Day spendings.
Yeah.
And it's based on like consumer data, like how much is being spent, by whom, on what, from which age. So it's a lot of deep data and it's structured really nicely, presented very clearly. And it, I think it gives you a good sense of what you can easily achieve in using Qlik Sense.
Great. So if you want to try Qlik, you can go to qlik.de/datastories. Don't forget the data stories part, and you can download it for free and use it and give it a try.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's go back to the episode.
Next one is from Neil from Buffalo.
Hi, guys. It's Neil from Buffalo. I've been with you from the very beginning, and I listen to the show in the car, but never when my family's there because they wouldn't be quiet for it. And so I think you guys are great. Keep going at it. And maybe now that you've got 50 shows, you know, Edward Tufte would, and Stephen Pugh will return your calls. And but I'm very disappointed in you guys because you really haven't made any visualizations of the connections among your guns.
Ooh.
That's a really rich data set.
That's
so true. I need to see that. Okay, bye.
He's right. Yeah, we never did any meta-analysis. Actually, we should mention we were thinking about doing transcriptions of past episodes, right, and doing text analysis and things like this.
Yeah.
That's another open idea that's still around. Yeah. I am currently actually doing a sort of a visualization of all the speakers of all I/O conferences, so that could be similar actually. So we could actually find connections among our guests, and probably everybody's connected to everybody somehow.
Yeah. I remember some time ago, I think it was Santiago Ortiz. He asked us whether we wanted to publish all the text version, the transcription of our episodes.
Yeah.
And I would be really curious to see what he could do with our transcripts.
Yeah. The problem is really to get a high quality transcription. The sourcing is the problem. But it might be worth it in the end, just for making it searchable and for preservation purposes.
Yeah. This is another frequent request. But the problem is that it's pretty expensive. And especially if we want to transcript the whole archive that we have accumulated.
Exactly.
So one solution would be just to start doing transcripts from the new episodes, right? Rather than trying to cover everything so that, I don't know, a few years or months down the line, we have something, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but you would need to have people that are really good with accents. We need an expert, you know? It's like, you can't take a regular service.
Yeah.
That's tough. And Neil also said we should get Edward Tufte. He's right on that. With Stephen Pugh, we should mention we tried it.
So we tried several times.
We can reveal that now. I think we tried it a couple of times. But he said it doesn't make sense to talk about visuals in an audio format.
Yeah.
Which... we did it now 50 times. I mean,
we tried
apparently
several times.
Resistant to any good advice, as it seems. But
we just keep going. Well. Yeah.
I mean, no, but he was very clear about that it's basically not a good idea. And so what can you say?
Yeah, he's always welcome if he changes his mind.
Yeah, no, I'd love to talk to him. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Edward as well. So
Edward, we never tried.
Email so goes out right after the show.
Right after the show, yeah.
Next audio feedback is from, I don't know, some Andy who's this something. Guy? Andy who? I don't know. We'll just play it. We'll just play it.
Hi, Moritz and Enrico. Congratulations on a wonderful landmark of 50 Data Stories podcast episodes. It's been a really wonderful development over the last few years, and huge congratulations to the pair of you for organising a wonderfully rich, curated set of interviews and personalities. For the next 50, I guess my only request is a little bit less of Robert Cazara. I think he's said everything he needs to say. So I just think that's an important bit of advice going forward. So all the very best, and thanks again.
That's so mean.
I love that.
He said everything he needs to say.
The only request is a little bit of Robert. Yeah. That's fun. No, I have to say, seriously, thanks a lot, Andy. You've been here so many times. And I mean, that's been amazing. And people love it when you're here on the show. So right. Thanks
most
a lot.
Most popular page visits episode.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So he can, of course, he can also say what he wishes like to get rid of Robert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't remember exactly how many episodes we had Andy, but I think it's a pretty high number.
Six or seven. He's really been here quite often.
Yeah.
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 Maybe and too often, as some people might say.
Maybe too often,
like
some
our
people
next,
might say. Like our next one. So let's see who's this guy. Robert Cazara.
Robert K. Robert K. From S. Yeah. Let's see what he has to say. Yeah.
Let's go with Robert.
Hey, Enrico and Moritz. This is Robert Cazara. You might remember me from like half your episodes. All the best for your anniversary. It's been a really good run, 3 years and almost 50 episodes now. So this is going to be the 50th. So good job, really well done. I just have one little request, you know. One thing you should change is just a bit less of Andy Kirk. That's all I'm asking. Otherwise, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
So, like, honestly, I don't know if they exchanged any emails to coordinate
they have very similar thoughts.
Very similar requests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should cancel them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no more Kirk and no more Cazara.
Yeah, they're just fighting all the time.
Just fighting all the time. Mm-hmm. But again, I have to say, Robert, thanks a lot. It's been great having you so many times.
Great contributions
on the show.
From Robert.
Great
really.
Contribution. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Man, now I'd like to have these two guys here.
They should have been here.
Yeah.
Next time. They are almost co-guests, co-hosts.
Co-hosts, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have one last one, right? From Eric Jacobson.
Yeah.
And I have to say that's absolutely the best one.
This one's special, yeah. That's like
this is really special.
Beyond anything else.
Beyond any expectation, I have to say, even before we play, thanks a lot, Eric. We laughed so much. And I think your message is a real gift. That's a real gift. So I don't want to describe it. Let's just play it and then we can comment on it again.
Exactly. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Hi, Enrico and Moritz. It's Eric Jacobson from Three Story Studio in California. Congratulations on getting to podcast number 50. I've enjoyed every one of them. But rather than tell you how I feel about them, I thought I'd let Data Story speak for itself.
Extremely shiny.
We don't suck. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Serendipitous.
Very British.
Very British.
Very British.
Very neat and clean.
Very cool.
Exciting technologies.
Really, really special.
The best.
A lot of fun.
Very interesting discussions.
Amazing.
People appreciate it.
Still controversial.
It's really cool.
Really great.
It was fantastic, yes.
It's kind of an incredible shift.
We really like what they're doing.
Super exciting.
This is maybe a kind of good start.
It's just a really large effort.
Might be interesting.
fairly complex.
Absolutely extraordinary.
The quality has been increasing over time.
Great fun.
I found it to be really fruitful.
Opinionated.
A real collaboration.
More meaning and more content.
Really, really fascinating.
Something story-like.
Unusual.
It's actually not such a bad idea.
Really kind of strange.
It's very interesting.
Totally cool.
It's a serious investigative journalistic team.
Helpful.
Really slick.
I don't think it can ever be made to go away.
You know, they started off pretty naive.
Yeah, but I think they wanted to keep this going.
Yeah, good luck.
Very clearly, there is still a need for this.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Keep up the good work, guys.
It's incredible.
I love it. I love it.
So good.
This is a real gift. Really, I'm moved. Thanks a lot, Eric. I love it. I totally love it.
And I don't know if you noticed, but it's a full fast forward, like through all of our episodes, actually. Like there's, I think, one snippet from each episode.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean,
yeah.
This must have been painful for him to listen to all of that.
How did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots of whiskey needed.
Yeah, yeah. There is some dedication behind that. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Fantastic. Best present ever. Yeah.
Best present ever.
We will now play it five times in every episode.
Yeah, we should use it over and over again.
Exactly. We just put it on repeat in the background. Yeah. 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 So good.
Okay, I think we can basically conclude here. That's not going to be a too long kind of episode, but yeah. So congratulations, Moritz. That was fun so far.
Good job, man.
And I mean, we have to get better all the time.
Do we do another 50? I would say, right?
I hope so.
At least.
That's our target.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe for the 100th.
1,000 is a good number.
Well, 1,000, man.
100 years and 1,000 episodes, right?
Yeah. At this rate, 1,000 would be, I don't know, a few years. Yeah.
It's only in 60 years. I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Totally doable.
Totally doable.
If we take no vacations, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I want to say, I mean, we are here to improve all the time. So once again, guys, if you have more suggestions on how to improve, we are very happy to receive your suggestions.
Yeah. Any topics you want to see discussed, any general suggestions, all welcome. We're super interested.
All welcome. Good.
Cool.
Okay. So, yeah, let's start with the new 50 episodes that we have. We have a long list, so.
Yeah, there's good stuff coming up, so.
I think we have at least, I don't know if we have 50 more in the list, but almost.
I don't think it will get boring anytime soon.
I don't think so, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, and we thought that was it, but we received 3 more submissions in the meantime, and we add this now as bonus material. The first one is from Alberto Cairo. Thanks, Alberto. The second is from Kyle. He runs a podcast called the Data Skeptic Podcast, which you should check out. And the third is from Nora Morales. She's a Mexican professor in information visualization, and she sends us a very special birthday song. It's called Las Mañanitas. So, enjoy.
Hey guys, this is Alberto Cairo, and I would like to just say congratulations on your 50th episode and your 3rd anniversary. You asked, I believe, to talk a little bit about, you know, these strange circumstances that people, in which people listen to your podcast. Well, I must say that right now I am freezing to death in a hotel room in Western Ukraine. It's like minus 1,000 degrees Celsius over here. And your podcast is, you know, helping me endure the temperature quite well, because it's so engaging and so fun and so informative. And I would like just to thank you for the work that you are doing. I believe that what you do is a great service to the visualization community, or to the visualization communities, I would say, because there are several communities within visualization, right? We have, you know, business analytics and visual business analytics, and we have traditional information visualization, news visualization. All of us, we need to talk more to each other, I believe. And I also think that the podcast that you are doing is helping with that goal of, you know, getting people in touch and, you know, making people understand basically that the principles of visualization, no matter how flexible they are, etc., they are common to all of these industries or to all of these communities. So again, congratulations, and you know, keep up with the good work. I believe that you're doing great work. Okay, congratulations again. Bye bye.
Hello, Enrico and Moritz. This is Kyle Polich. I do a little tiny show called the Data Skeptic Podcast, and although I've never had the pleasure of meeting you guys just yet, I've always felt we were a bit of kindred spirits and have been enjoying your show for quite some time now. So I wanted to call in and wish you guys a happy birthday on your forthcoming third birthday of the show. I'm looking forward to that 50th episode and 50 more after that. Keep up the great work, guys.
Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores. Y en la pila del bautismo, cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levántate de mañana, mira que ya amaneció.
Data Stories is brought to you by Click, who allows you to explore the hidden relationships within your data that lead to meaningful insights. Let your instincts lead the way to create personalized visualizations and dynamic dashboards with ClickSense, which you can download for free at click.de/datastories. Click is Q-L-I-K. Don't forget the data stories part.